It's time for the lightning round.
Wakes it up all over. This is especially true among women.
It's the moment you've been waiting for every week. You save it all up and then you bring it to the table today. You tweet your questions into Dear Old Joe Eunice, and then he finds the best of the best, the creme de la creme, the questions that you have on your mind that you want answered, and we give you answers. It's Tony and Harry. It's the Lightning Round brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can visit them anytime online at familyautos.com. Down there at the South Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. And the prize package today, Joe Eunice, for the best tweeted in question?
It's a $1 million arm prize pack, which includes a poster, baseball tee, and a rally towel.
Does Jason Stark sign the rally towel maybe as a little extra bonus?
I think you got to pay extra for that.
I think he signs flat objects free of charge, especially since he's in the movie. All right, Joe, you ready? We got good questions?
Yeah, we got some good questions. And the first one comes from William Chow, who is at King of Smut 95 on Twitter.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, he must be a close personal friend of Harry's.
We got young kids in the house today, Joe.
One thing about the lightning round, these Twitter handlers, man, it's unbelievable what kind of names they throw.
Hey, it's why Twitter exists.
Who is the biggest underachiever of the week? Sidney Crosby, Papelbon, or Chris Paul?
Wow, that's a good question.
Well, Chris Paul has yet to be eliminated yet.
Yes.
Sidney Crosby is playing golf today because he underachieved.
Yep.
He's the best player in the sport. Without question, it's Sidney Crosby.
I totally agree, Harry. Not because I hate the Penguins. If Sidney Crosby was a Flyer, we'd love him.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But Sidney Crosby, he's the best player. He's going to win. He's probably going to win the Hart Trophy as the MVP of the league. And he was eliminated in the second round of the playoffs at home in Game 7.
Right.
And all these people ripping G and Claude Giroux, he shouldn't be the captain. You think they're going to take the C off of Sidney Crosby?
Hell no.
Sidney Crosby was up 3-1 at home and came up small.
Against a team that couldn't score.
Exactly. A team with an even worse power play than theirs. Their power play was good, and it was 1-for-20.
Right.
And I mentioned coming up small. 2-7 at home, all time in Game 7s, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's the kind of loss that can get a coach fired.
Yeah.
It really is.
I wouldn't be shocked if Dan Bylsma is not released. Would you?
With that talent on that roster, and you're up 3-1 with the home ice advantage against a Ranger team that was dead in the water and couldn't score, and you lose the series.
And we're being fair here. It's not hate about the Pittsburgh Penguins.
It's just fact.
That's a choke job right there.
Yeah.
And that's a guy coming. If LeBron James was knocked out in the second round of the NBA playoffs, wouldn't people say it was an outrage that the best player in the game's knocked out in the second round by an inferior team?
Well, that's not going to happen.
No, I'm saying that would be a comparable choke job.
True. Yeah.
That would be LeBron James losing to the Washington Wizards in the second round of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
That's what Sidney Crosby just did. Next question, Joe.